From AT&T Park in San Francisco, this is SFG Productions.
We had a very special event here at the ballpark this past weekend, the annual season ticket member appreciation party. It was Saturday after the ball game. The main attraction of this event is always the question and answer session with the players. Here are the highlights of the afternoon. Take a listen, everybody.
From the SFG production studio at AT&T Park, this is GCast, the official podcast for your San Francisco Giants.
Curveball, there's a high drive, deep to left field. This one has a chance, way back there, and goodbye!
Now here's your host, Chris Gargano.
This year's star-studded panel took the stage in front of the largest crowd in the history of this event. Over 8,000 season ticket holders were on the field. As Ronnell Brooks Moon announced each member of the panel in the way that only she can do, the fans were on their feet and going crazy. Ronnell and her co-host Dave Fleming provided entertaining question after question to Brandon Crawford, Tim Hudson, Matt Cain, Jeremy Affeldt, Hunter Pence, Michael Morse, Buster Posey, and the skipper, Bruce Bochy.
Well, gentlemen, thank you all for your time this afternoon. The fans are anxious to hear from you. And Skipper, let's just start with you. And what a great way to kick off this season out the gate with a really fast start. And, you know, I know that you and others have said that you've got a lot of talent on this team, maybe even more talent than the previous two World Championship teams. But talk about this fast start in your 2014 team, Bochy.
Well, we do have a lot of great talent, great personalities, character in this ball club. And, you know, the one thing we wanted to do is get off to a good start and get the confidence going. And, you know, we had some key players that came over to join us who are here, Huddy and Morse. And so they have really played a major role in our success. And we're getting tested now, but, you know, it's going to happen. But it's a tough group, and they'll handle this. It's a group that plays together. They have one thing in mind, and that's going out there to doing all they can to win a ball game. That's all you can ask. And these guys will give you all they have. So, and I'll end with thank all of you for your support coming out here today.
Boat, you mentioned the newcomers. Maybe I'll ask both Tim and Michael. You're back in San Francisco, you're back in the Bay Area, but in a new uniform. Tim, have you enjoyed your time back with the Giants so far?
You know, it's been great. Obviously, I'm on the right side of the Bay this time. And that's right.
you know how to play to a crowd.
You know, I have a wife at home, so I know how to, you know, BS a little bit. But anyways, it's been great. You know, obviously, coming over here and playing against the Giants as an opponent, you always have a lot of admiration for this city and for this team, this organization. And coming over here, you know, I haven't been disappointed one bit. It's been everything that I thought it would be and a lot more. And, you know, fans are always awesome. I mean, look at all these people. Good and gracious. It's awesome.
Michael, what about you? Has this met your expectations? Is this what you thought you were coming to?
I just asked Hunter a second ago. I said, these are all season ticket holders, man. This is incredible. But, this is great, man. I'm enjoying myself every day. You know, I say it time after time. I'm more of a fan of these guys than I am a player. And you know, to be in the locker room with these guys every day just gives me so much energy to go out here and you know, play my best and help these guys win, man.
So, Michael, we know your boy Hunter was really instrumental in kind of selling you on coming to San Francisco, but you and Tim, you both really said it was an easy decision to come to San Francisco. And Michael, I know you put your agent right on it, right?
Yeah, you know, when a team's won two World Series in the last couple years, why wouldn't you want to hop on that train, you know?
Hey, Matt. You are the longest tenured Giant. Does that feel strange to hear that? You've been around longer than anybody. You still seem like a young guy. You are a young guy.
Yeah, I got to make sure to boss these old farts around.
That's right. It's good to hang out with them.
Yeah, it is. You get some, you know, extra salt over here from Huddy from coming from Atlanta and over in Oakland. But, I mean, it's nice to kind of let them know what's going on.
That's what I do. Just hang around old guys. You stay young.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It always makes you look good then.
you had an anniversary. Your perfect game was 2 years ago. It was last night. So the fact that we were talking about it, did that bring back some memories? Were you thinking about that night?
Yeah, it definitely was. You know, I kind of forgot about it yesterday, and somebody brought it up to me, so I had to make sure to let these guys know that, you know, they had to do whatever I say because it's Matt Cain Day and all. But yeah, I mean, it did. It was a special night, something that I'll never forget, and just seeing little clips of it here and there, and it's something that'll always be special in my mind.
We do the Buster hugs up on the video board in the game. Was that a good one from Buster?
Oh yeah, it was. I mean, it was definitely a good one. It was a little awkward. We both kind of messed it up. But I mean, it was definitely unplanned, so that was perfect.
Now that's Buster's right. Had a lot of practice with it. You've given a lot of hugs over the last few years.
And I guess they're pretty violent hugs.
That's true.
I guess you call it a hug. Yeah.
Don't hug your wife that way when you come in the door at the end of the night.
No, I don't. But no, that's a good thing. We want to have some more.
Well, Buster, you're getting a lot of attention, not just for the hugs and everything, but during the offseason, you were very busy on camera. The fans have really enjoyed all of the commercials that all you guys have done, but particularly the Giants commercial. Of course, you did a great series of Toyota commercials. Just want to shout that out. You know what I'm saying? But the Giants commercials and the one you did, the telenovela with Sergio, the fans voted that as their favorite. Please take us through the taping of that, if you would, please, behind the scenes.
Well, I think I was a little delirious and tired at that point, and that swayed my, or messed with my judgment. I don't know if I'd do it again, but no, it was fun. It was, Romo was great, and the production crew, they made it. They're the ones who really put it all together. They made it great.
Dude, don't sell yourself short. You were awesome in that commercial. The tear came down and everything, right, you guys? That's some good acting right there. Possible new career in the future. I don't know. Maybe not. Okay. Flim.
Brandon Crawford's sitting here to my right. What are your Brandon Crawfords having, huh? Now, would you say that you came to the right side of the Bay? You grew up in the East Bay. You echo Tim's sentiments?
Well, I was born on this side.
Okay,
so.
Yeah.
my loyalty's over here.
And you grew up a Giants fan. I mean, I know you get asked about that a lot, but you were here when you were a very little kid, and the franchise has changed a lot, but sort of the spirit of being a Giants fan seems to be the same. Does that make it a little extra fun to come to work every day?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was one of these people out here watching the players when I was a little kid.
I've seen those pictures.
Yeah, I mean, the energy was the same back then. You know, we've always had great fans, and being able to play in front of all of them now is definitely special.
Yeah, pretty cool.
So, Brandon, we're all accustomed to Brandon's defense, right, and the web gyms and everything, but you have been so on fire offensively. Can I just let you know what you were on pace to do? Well, an all-star, yeah. It needs to be in that conversation. Brandon is on pace for 18 home runs and 85 ribbies this season, okay? On fire. What has gotten into you at the plate, young man?
Just trying to, you know, get runs in, do my job. You know, I'm at the bottom of the lineup, so you don't expect a whole lot from down there very often, but I've been getting guys on and in front of me, and then, you know, I've been lucky driving him in.
Now, was that a message to your manager who's down at the other end of the line here? You know, I'm down at
the bottom of the lineup.
He
did hit sixth today, that's so right.
That's not the bottom of the lineup.
Moving on up.
Working my way up.
I noticed a little fist bump from Hudson sitting next to you, too, of those offensive numbers. But as a pitcher, the defense from everybody this year, I think, has been tremendous. The infield defense. I saw something the other day. Giants have gotten more outs on ground balls than any other team in the big leagues, converted more of those grounders into outs than any other team. Both you guys, Matt and Tim, you got to really appreciate that, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, obviously, me being a sinker baller, it's, you know, I love having a strong, being strong up the middle. And this guy, I'm going to tell you, coming over, you know, playing on the East Coast all those years, and I never really realized how good he was until I got here in spring training. I was watching him play, and man, he was He was really good. I was like, man, that guy's really good. And then all of a sudden, the more I played, you know, he plays behind me, I'm like, golly, man, I hope they hit it to him every time. But it's been fun. I know I've sent some missiles his way over the last few starts. He's been able to snag them and make some nasty double plays and get me out of some jams. So it's been nice.
I have a question.
Wait, let's get Jeremy's microphone working. We don't want to miss it.
I have one question. Do you think Simmons or Crawford is better as a shortstop?
Are you talking to me or are you talking to him?
Yeah, no, Crawford thinks he's better. I want to know, you've played with, you know, you've been on the field with both now.
I have played with, I'm going to tell you, Simmons is really good. And I've said this in an interview the other day, that this guy should be right there in the same conversation with him. There's no question about it. I mean, he won a gold glove last year, and I think he's definitely in line for one, hopefully, this year. That's right.
Hey, let's say hello to Hunter Pence right here, huh? Truly a fan favorite, and you know, Hunter, everybody just appreciates the way you go so hard every day, every game, no matter what. And I think you really kind of inspired a lot of us with your approach to the game and just your work ethic in general. Last season was amazing, and your offseason was great. Your spring training was great. So what was your approach coming into this season to keep that mojo going?
No real approach. Just, you know, try to take it one day at a time, get out there. I love to play. I'm grateful that I get to play and, you know, go to play that day to win.
And it shows every day. And can we just talk, we're just going to briefly touch on the Scooter situation. Because we were all devastated to hear about that, right? But then you got so much fan support, you know, on social media and everything. Just talk about the fan base and how much they just embrace you guys and what they meant to you during that time.
Well, I got to say, with 100% certainty, I know a lot of people got my back here at the stadium. Because everywhere I went, I literally did not know it was going to turn into what it turned into, but I could not go anywhere for the 2 or 3 days that it was missing without everyone being like, I can't believe they stole your scooter. We're going to get it back. Everyone told me, we're getting it back. No one's getting away with your scooter. So thank you guys. Appreciate that.
I mean, that was like a lead story on the news for a couple of days, Hunter. Was amazing. Speaking of the scooter, you know, there was the Hunter Pence bobblehead riding the scooter. Anybody got one of those? Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Now, Hunter, you participated in creating that bobblehead. You had a say in that, right?
Yeah, they sent me a couple of the first copies, and I think I was like, I don't know, I didn't have any, like, my backpack, I didn't have the hat on, I didn't have my shades. There was not any swag, and I was like, we're going to have to fix this up a little bit.
Yeah, you got to Hunterize it, for crying out loud, right?
So I definitely added a couple little things, and I hope you guys enjoyed the bobblehead.
The good look.
Hey, Buster, this Giants pitching staff, I mean, you got Hudson here. You have a lot of guys who have carried over these last few years, though. You've been catching this staff for a while now. Give me an insight into your role with each of these pitchers. Year by year, does that relationship get closer? Does your working relationship with these guys get even better?
I think it does. I mean, I think the longer we've been together, you know, the more we've come to kind of, you get in a rhythm and flow of the game much quicker. And you know what? I mean, I've been lucky ever since I've been here. You feel like each night out, you got a chance to your starting pitcher to go 6, 7, 8 innings. And it's just a huge boost for the whole club, knowing that you got guys that can go deep in the game. And, you know, it's a big lift for our bullpen always as well.
You know, I thought it might be interesting. Can you describe for everybody here, because we don't get to see this kind of stuff, say 3 hours, 4 hours before a start with your starting pitcher, whatever it is, before a game, do you all have a real meeting where you're going over scouting reports? Give us a little insight into what that time is like.
It really depends on, you know, what team we're playing. If we've played them recently or not, if we haven't seen them in a while, we might have a little bit more homework to do. And each guy's different as well. You know, some guys want to talk a little bit more than others do. So you just, And like I said, it's different every time out. It's the main thing is you just want, I think, the guy out there, and for me myself, I want to feel prepared and that we have a good plan going into each start.
Do you trust, I mean, I know you trust the advanced scouting reports. Do you also have your own sort of checklist of with every hitter? I mean, you know these guys so well. Okay, Troy Tulowitzki's coming up. I have a pretty good idea as a catcher of what he likes, what he doesn't like, how we're going to attack him from past experience.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of everything. I mean, I think the really good hitters and most all hitters in the big leagues are good hitters, and they're going to make adjustments. So you've got to be able to make an adjustment on the fly. And I mean, we get great scouting reports from our advanced scouts, which always helps.
Let's get into beast mode now with Michael Morse, shall we? How much fun do we have watching this guy play? Come on. Oh, yeah. Michael Morse seamlessly, you know, transitioned into this clubhouse and has quickly become a fan favorite. I would like for you to talk a little bit about your mom, if you don't mind, and your stepdad. Did y'all see that great article about his mom a couple weeks ago? His mom, Arlene, one of the original gamer babes. And then your stepdad was kind of like one of your first coaches for you and your brother, right?
Yeah, my stepdad, he coached for Duke. He played for Duke football, then he went back and coached for Duke after he played, I think, 2 years of professional. And so he has that really, you know, that hard-nosed mentality and stuff. And growing up, it was always like, you know, if we didn't do good, it was like, we're not eating dinner or something. Like, you know, and my mom would come and be like, oh, don't worry, you'll eat. And he's like, no, he's not. He's not eating, you know. But growing up, it was pretty fun, and my mom was always there. She's the one that taught me baseball. She's the one that would throw to me and everything, you know, shag balls and stuff. So, you know, single moms out there, hey, it can happen. It can happen. So I owe her a lot.
Now, Michael, talk about the camaraderie now that you are a big part of. There's a big yes movement going on. Y'all are a part of that now, right? There's gladiator helmets and things going on. Talk about that energy that we see. Like when Michael gets into second or third base and the hair starts going crazy and he's all pumped, it's awesome.
No. Every good, great, amazing team always has some little quirky things going on. And the yes thing actually came from Hunter. He's Mr. Captain Positive. You know, he's the most positive guy that I ever met. So he started that, and I think it's amazing. And one day, I was thinking about looking online at some stuff. I mean, you know, Amazon, I'm a crazy shopper. And I saw this gladiator helmet from the movie Gladiator, and I thought of Hunter, and I'm like, man, this is, it's speaking to me. I gotta get this. So I bought it for him, and like, he loves it, you know, and it, like, and literally, it sits in his locker, and it like, you walk by it, and you're just like, oh man, like, it just talks to you. So, he had an idea. He's like, we gotta get a helmet for everybody on the team. So, we literally like sit on the computer and like, look at different like, you know, like, eras of time and stuff, and just like, you know, who is this? Who is this? You know, who could this be? You know, who could this? So, you know, by the end of the year, there'll be 25, you know, helmets in the clubhouse. There's a lot right now. I don't know how many, but there's a lot, but there's more to come.
Hey, one more for Michael Morse here. I want to know, Michael, if you are satisfied with the way the fans are responding vocally to the walk-up song, Take On Me. Is it coming around the way you want it to come around?
Oh, it's amazing, man. It's only getting better every day, man. I'm so happy. But it's awesome. It's awesome.
Is it my imagination, or do you wait a little while until the high note comes in before you actually settle in the batter's box?
If you watch closely, when the high note comes in, I'm swinging. My adrenaline's pumping, and I'm swinging, so thanks.
Nice. Nice vocals, everybody. Keep it up all season.
As we said, a very entertaining event at AT&T Park. Listen, everybody, we'll be back next week with the GCAS Stay tuned to sfgiants.com for great entertaining features, both on the podcast and on the video side. I'm Chris Gargano. We'll see you next time.
This is GCast, the official podcast for your San Francisco Giants.